Chodesh Tov, everybody. It's a very challenging day for all of us. This is the day that Chazal associate with the ultimate expression of Jewish unity. We come together like one person, ki ish echad b'lev echad, as we did Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, as we prepared to meet our national destiny to receive the Torah. And that is the great challenge of the day, of course, to identify with the, they're calling it Mivtza Shomrei HaChomot, but you know, whatever they call it, it's the war in Israel and the rocket attacks and the children who are home from school and the people who are home from work and the six who have been killed so far, and pogroms that we saw yesterday, shuls burnt, and unprecedented levels of violence on the home front. It's extremely important for us to identify with Achenu B'nai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, with our brothers and sisters, who are, of course, bearing the brunt of it. And to look, of course, to our sources, as we always do, for a measure of strength and resilience. So we're up to the 111th Mizmor of Tehillim, Kuf Yud Aleph, and we have a pasuk there that is cited by the first Rashi in the Torah as to why we have all of Sefer Bereishis and really the first half of Sefer Shmos until HaChodesh HaZalachem, until the 12th chapter, is because, as Rabbi Yitzchak says, that the world is going to challenge the right of the Jewish people to live in the land of Israel. They're not going to be happy with that. They're going to say, listen, my time, you stole this land, as they continue to say to this day. And the reason that we have Bereishis is to remind us that God created the world and He decided that this is where He wants His people. He told Avram, Avinu lachacha mi'artzacha mi'muladetcha mi'beis avicha la'aretz asher areka. And as such, koach ma'asav higid le'amo la'seis lam nachal asgayim. And he made his strength clear to his nation, koach ma'asav higid le'amo la'seis lam nachal asgayim, to give them the land that once was inhabited by the nations of Canaan, the Canaani, the Amori, the Prizi, the Yvusi, the Chiti, the Chivi, the Girgashi. And He gave us that land. He said, this is the land that has been given to you. And as much as the land that's been given to us, it's a matana tova, as the Gemara says in Brachos, but it's also niknes al yadei surin. It can only be acquired through great sacrifice. And that's what we're seeing right now. It was sacrifice of the chayalim, the sacrifice, of course, of all of the ezrachim, of the civilians as well. And so yes, koach masav yigid lamo, laseis lam nachal asgayim, Teref, Natan li Reav, Yizkor li Olam Brito, that He always remembers His covenant with us, He sustains us, all of this is true, and yet much is required of us in the ongoing struggle for the land of Israel. And even though, again, La'am HaYoshev Aleha, mostly born by those who are currently dwelling there, the challenge and our responsibility on a day like today, especially on the day of Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, is to remind ourselves of how critical it is to identify with the Jewish people in the land of Israel, and to make sure that we feel we're aware of what's going on in terms of staying updated, but also we feel the pain of the mother who wonders how far outside of an armored room she can allow her children to play, especially if they're home from school, if there will be enough time to get back in to the armored room, to the person caring for an elderly individual, can I safely get to the pharmacy or to the supermarket and back? You know, the roads are so dangerous, more vulnerable to rocket attacks, so that I can bring food or much-needed medicine to an elderly person who certainly shouldn't be out. These are the challenges of the day. These are daily decisions that people have to make right now. And it's extremely important that we identify with that and we maintain our resilience in the face of it all. As the Mizmor concludes, Reishis Chachma Yiras Adonai Seichel Tov L'chol Osehem Tilaso Medes La'ad. You know that the beginning of all understanding and all perspective in this world is a notion of Yiras Hashem, faith and reverence for God. Sometimes His ways are less scrutable to us, but nevertheless, we have a perspective of reverence, we have a perspective that ultimately Gedolim Ma'asei Hashem Derushim L'chol Chafzehem, that Hashem will reveal the greatness of His actions. And if we demonstrate the required fortitude, the surin that we have to endure for receiving this Matana Tova in the end, Indeed, it will be clear to all the nations that this is God's plan for the Jewish people. It's up to us to manifest the kind of resilience that's required until that is clear. Everybody have a Chodesh Tov. May we hear better news from the land of Israel.